Senate will come to order, please. The Senate will come to order. Will members please vote to signify their presence in the chambers this morning? Good morning, Senator. Are you ready for the prayer? Oh, thank you. Members are voting to signify their presence. I did vote. I'll vote again.
The roll shows 16 members present this morning, Senator Fakes.
We do have a quorum present to conduct business. Senator Fanning is entering the chambers now, and Senator Petula is leaving. This morning's chaplain is Senator Ewing. We'll all please rise for the invocation.
Thank you, Madam President. Let us pray. Give us strength.
I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians 4, number 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. But for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen.
Amen. Senator Halford, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Abboud.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that most appropriate prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, this morning's prayer will be spread on the journal. May we have the certification of the journal, please?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 65th legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 65th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, the journal for the 65th legislative day has been approved by the Alaska State Senate. Do we have introduction of guests, please? Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, it's my pleasure this morning to introduce a constituent of Senator Fanning's and myself from Fairbanks, Gene Rutledge. He's the Executive Director of the Mechanical Contractors of Fairbanks, and we welcome him to the Senate.
Senator Rohde.
In the gallery behind me is a young lady who is one of the real leaders in the senior citizen community and someone that I've enjoyed working with for over 14 years, Florence Orr.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. My pleasure to introduce to the body the members here to and welcome them to Juneau, some friends and constituents from the Antioch and the Middle Kuskokwim area from the Kuspok School District. In the far gallery is the superintendent of the Kuspok School District from Antioch, Bob McHenry. Also from Crooked Creek, Dennis Thomas. And from Stony River, Fritz Donhauser. Please help me welcome to the Senate.
Senator Fanning.
President, it's my pleasure to introduce another constituent of Senator Fahrenkamp's and myself, Borough Assemblyman from Fairbanks, Joe Ryan.
Senator Senator Josephson.
President, I have the privilege and honor of introducing to the Senate the former Governor of Alaska, the Honorable Bill Sheffield. More before he'd still be governor of Alaska.
Governor, what we'd like to do, we always extend the privilege of the floor to past members of this body, but I think you're a special person, and we'd like to extend the privilege of the floor to you if you'd like to give a few remarks to us this morning, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Senator. I agree you don't have any much to say. I'm just passing through town to sell my boat and visit some old friends, and I'm going to speak to the Rotary Clubs tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock and tell them what I'm doing. I've got a few private enterprise projects on my mind that I think are going to be good for Alaska, and that's what I'm down here for. You're dealing in tough times, tough time to be governor, tough time to be legislators. With the economy dropped like it has, I think that people might expect the legislature to do too much. Reading the newspapers, past experience, I'm not quite sure that there's a lot you can do to take care of the economy. that the urban areas are certainly overbuilt, overexpanded, and it's going to take a long time to work that out. Alaskans always look for the big things to bail them out, and I don't see anything big on the horizon, as we know the term big, to solve the problems that we have today. I think we're just going to have to take some time and grub it out. Legislature will do little innovative things to help certain areas, which they should. That's what you're here for. But as far as solving the state's problems overnight and all the people's problems, I don't think that you can. I don't think that we should be expected to.
Thank you very much. Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. I know it is out of order, and I don't know what order to put it in, but I just think that the statement I made in the caucus a week ago is something we should keep in mind. As we try to cut the budget, there is only one person in my memory who has ever been successful at cutting the state budget, and that's former Governor Bill Sheffield.
Senator Inslee.
Yes, Madam President, I will not comment on the state of the economy. I want to introduce some constituents. I'd like to introduce my wife, Abigail, and my son, James, and Elizabeth, who's just turned 5 today.
Oh. Further introduction of guests. Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. Two more members from the Cuspuck School District have joined us in the far gallery. I'd like to introduce them also to the body. The chairman of the Cuspuck School District from Antioch, Leo Morgan, and also Wassily Kamroff from Lower Kalispell.
Further introduction of guests. Do we have messages from the governor?
Message dated March 16. Dear Senator Fakes, in accordance with Article 3, Section 19, 25, and 26 of the Alaska Constitution, in AS 3905080, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to positions noted. Alaska Army National Guard, Brigadier General Jacob Lestenkoff.
This will be referred to the State Affairs Committee for confirmation hearings.
Alaska Air National Guard, Brigadier General John C. Stafford.
This will be referred to the State Affairs Committee for confirmation hearings.
Real Estate Commission, Richard A. Fuller, Anchorage, John W. Thomas III, Anchorage.
Labor and Commerce Committee for confirmation hearings.
Sincerely, Steve Cooper, Governor.
Go ahead.
That is all the messages from the House this morning.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Do we have messages from the House of Representatives?
Message dated March 15. Dear Madam President, the House has passed the following. It is transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill number 344, Hess, by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, entitled An Act Relating to the Protection of Persons with Disabilities and to Disabled Adults Who Are Victims of Physical or Sexual Assault.
This will be referred to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, Judiciary, and Finance.
That is all the messages from the House this morning.
Do we have communications?
There are no communications this morning, Madam President.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 42, Early Retirement Program, EFD, and a majority of the committee recommended it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 42, Finance, with a new title and do pass. The report is signed by Senator Halford, co-chairman, and concurred in by Senators Jaroff, Fisher, Ewling, and Binkley. The committee further attaches a fiscal note. Senate Bill 42 has no further referrals.
Rules Committee for consideration of the calendar.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 339, Tobacco Products, and recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 339, Judiciary, and do pass. The report is signed by Senator Kurtula, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Rohde, Sturgiluski, Josephson, and Fakes. The committee further attaches a zero fiscal note. Senate Bill 339 has no further referrals.
Rules Committee for consideration of the calendar.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 346, granting immunity from civil liability for providing volunteer emergency services, and recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 346, Judiciary, with a new title, and do pass. The report is signed by Senator Kurtula, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Rohde, Josephson, Sturgiluski, and Fakes. The committee further attaches a zero fiscal note. Senate Bill 346 has no further referrals.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 360, repealing the termination date of the Delta Junction Bison Range area, and a majority of the committee recommends the Resources Committee substitute be adopted and do pass. The report is signed by Senator Halford, co-chairman, concurred in by Senators Duncan, Ewing, Fisher, Hensley, and Binkley. Senate Bill 360 has no further referrals.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 362, establishing the Dude Creek Critical Habitat Area, and a majority of the committee recommends the Resources Committee substitute be adopted and do pass. The report is signed by Senator Halford, co-chairman, concurred in by Senators Duncan, Ewing, Fisher, Hensley, and Binkley. Senate Bill 362 has no further referrals.
Rules Committee.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 413, making corrective amendments to the Alaska statutes as recommended by the Reviser of Statutes, EFD, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 413, Judiciary, and do pass. The report is signed by Senator Kurtula, chairman, concurred in by Senators Fakes, Josephson, Rohde, and Sturgiluski. The committee further attaches a zero fiscal note. SB 413 has no further referrals.
Rules Committee.
The Senate Special Committee on International Trade considered Senate Bill 438, Alaska Tourism Promotion and Development, EFD, and recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 478, International Trade, and do pass. The report is signed by Senator Ewing, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Jaroff, Abood, and Hensley. The committee further attaches two fiscal notes. SB 478 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Rules Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 357, exempting certain utilities with no more than 100 subscribers from regulation by the Alaska Public Utilities Commission or a municipality, and providing that the most extensive exemption from regulation applies when more than one exemption is applicable to a utility. And Senate Bill 490, establishing the Alaska Winter Sports Fund, EFD, and a majority of the committee recommends they be placed on the calendar. The reports are signed by Senator Eliason, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Binkley, Jones, and Fakes. Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 357 and Senate Bill 490 are on today's calendar. That is all the standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Do we have reports of special committees?
There are no reports of special committees this morning.
Do we have introduction of Senate resolutions?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 56 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, encouraging the study of the forests of the state as a part of a natural resources curriculum in the schools of the state.
This will be referred to Health, Education, and Social Services Committee.
That is all the resolutions for introduction this morning, Madam President.
Do we have introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill Number 492 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, entitled An Act Relating to the Practice of Naturopathy.
This will be referred to the Health, Education, Social Services Committee, Labor and Commerce, and Finance.
That is all the Senate bills for introduction this morning, Madam President.
The Senate will stand at ease. It's all right, Senator. Come back to order. Madam Secretary, have you completed the introduction of Senate bills? All right, that brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. At this time, I wish to temporarily relinquish the chair to Senator Eliason in order to participate in any debate if necessary on sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 357. With that, I'll call the Senate at ease.
The Secretary will read the first item on today's calendar.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 357 by Senator Fakes, an act exempting certain utilities with no more than 100 subscribers from regulation by the Alaska Public Utilities Commission or a municipality, and providing that most extensive exemption from regulation applies when more than one exemption is applicable to a utility. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Kelly, chairman, and Senator Zemanski signed no recommendation. Senators Fahrenkamp, Ewing, and Eliason signed do pass. Zero fiscal note attached. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considers the bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Sturgiluski and Senator Jaroff signed no recommendation. Senator Halford signed do pass. Senator Zemanski signed do not pass. Rules Committee considers the bill and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Eliason, chairman, concurring Senators Binkley, Jones, and Fakes.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Fakes?
Yes, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 357 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Secretary, I will read the bill.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 357 by Senator Fakes, an act exempting certain utilities with no more than 100 subscribers from regulation by the Alaska Public Utilities Commission or municipality, and providing that the most extensive exemption from regulation applies when more than one exemption is applicable to a utility.
Discussion? Senator Katula?
President, Senator, I have a question. It doesn't stem from the body of the bill. It does stem from the explanation. We are seeking to exempt for the reasons stated, and everyone has this on their desk, but it says here the state will receive in excess of $20 million in royalties alone over the life of the project. And then it goes on to state that it will remove certain types of diesel-generated and so on pollution problems there. But that seems like a pretty significant project if the state royalty section is going to amount to $20 million. So I just seek to ask what services we're performing here. Are we completely just providing the industrial sector a dead horse with service?
Senator Fakes, would you care to respond?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is just for those commercial or industrial customers in the dead horse area. There's 40 to 50 of them. I received a call from Susan Knowles this morning of the APUC. The last of the potential competitors has withdrawn, and the APUC has no problems with this bill at this point in time. This would be for commercial customers only. If half of them ever petition for APUC coverage and regulation, it would be automatically granted. The life of the project is from 50 to 100 years. That's why the $20 million figure is so large. It is on the royalty. It is on a natural gas project, and this is the standard royalty figured out mathematically for the length of the project in a 50 to 100 year span.
May we have an
amendment? Senator Sanders. Will the Senate please come back to order? Is there any further discussion?
Question.
The question being, shall sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 357 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will record the vote. And so, sponsor subject for Senate Bill number 357 has passed the Senate. Senator Fahrenkamp?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we revert to introduction of guests.
You may.
Mr. President, it's a great pleasure to me to introduce students from UAF who are members of the ASUA Senate. We have the honor of having with us today Amber Rouse, who is the Academic Affairs Chair, Ben Williams, who is the Student Affairs Chair, and Nathan Hoff, who is the Finance Chair of the Senate. Would you please stand and be recognized and welcome to the Senate.
Are there any further introductions? Is there anything else we can do before I give up this chair? Senator Fakes?
Mr. President, may we have a brief at ease, please?
Senator at ease.
Senate Bill number 490 by the Labor and Commerce Committee for an act entitled, An Act Establishing the Alaska Sports Fund and Providing for an Effective Date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 490, State Affairs. Senator Boud, Chairman, and Senator Ewing signed, do pass. Senator Fanning signed, no recommendation, zero fiscal note. The Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chairman concurring. Senators Binkley and Jones, I have a committee substitute.
Mr. State Affairs Chairman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 357 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
490, sir? State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 490, sir. Without objection, the State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 490 has been adopted and is before the State Senate. Madam Secretary, we read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 490, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act establishing the Alaska Sports Fund and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move to ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 490. State Affairs be considered a gross advance for third reading and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objections, the State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 490 is before the Senate in final passage.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 490, State Affairs, an act establishing the Alaska Sports Fund and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? Senator Kelly.
Madam President, this is a companion bill to a piece of legislation that's traveling through the process now that would establish another vanity plate program that an individual Alaskan could voluntarily participate in, which would establish a set of Winter Olympic commemorative license plates and souvenirs plates. The money received from those, the additional revenue received from those plates, could be appropriated every year by the legislature into a winter sports fund, which would be located within the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. The fund would simply be made up of private contributions and money received from the receipt of these funds if the legislature chose each year to do this. It's an attempt that's supported by the Anchorage Organizing Committee to show the United States Organizing Committee that Alaska as a state is committed to athletic excellence within the state of Alaska, the development of winter sports within the state of Alaska. There's going to be a national fundraiser next Wednesday in New York City. Hopefully, if the legislation, this piece of legislation and its companion piece can become passed into law by then, the governor could make that announcement to the national media next Wednesday. It's not anticipated that any state revenues go into this fund outside of those revenues that individual Alaskans voluntarily choose to donate through the purchase of one of these Winter Olympic license plates. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Madam President. Through the chair, would high school winter sports qualify that if the school districts couldn't afford, say, to send I'm talking basketball, which is primarily a winter sport, to the state tournament? Would this money be made available? I mean, is there a possibility of it being made available for those kind of things?
Senator Kelly.
Basketball is normally considered a summer sport, the Olympic movement. However, that decision hasn't been made yet. How the sport fund would be administered is a decision that's going to be determined by the executive branch, the legislature, and the Anchorage Organizing Committee, working through the interim to determine some type of administrative structure for it.
Further discussion?
Question.
Question has been called. The question being, shall the State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 490 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary may record the vote. And thus, the State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 490 has passed the Senate by a vote of 20 yeas. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on committee substitute for Senate Bill 490, State Affairs, be considered a vote on effective date clause.
Without objection, the final vote on the final passage of State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 490 will be considered the final vote on the effective date clause. Next item on the calendar, please.
Citations. Honoring Village Public Safety Officers Program graduates by Senators Binkley, Hensley, Jaroff, Eliason, Sturgiluski, Zemanski, Rohde, and Kelly. Honoring Dolores Graver, Federal Employee of the Year by Senators Duncan, Zemanski, and Jaroff. Honoring Michael G. Ritchie, Federal Employee of the Year by Senators Duncan, Zemanski, and Jaroff. Honoring volunteers for the Iditarod Sled Dog Race. Downing. by Senators Krutula, Sterjalewski, Zemanski, and Fahrenkamp. In memoriam, John A. Carlson, by Senators Fahrenkamp, Rody, Fanning, Sterjalewski, Krutula, Binkley, and Zemanski, Representative Kopanen.
Discussion on the citation, Senator Krutula.
President Senate, I wish to speak just for a moment, because I think it should be done, and it is indeed my honor to do so. In memoriam of Richard Downing. Dick Downing graduated from the University of Alaska in a time when there were very few Alaskan students that had the opportunity of attending college, or indeed did so, worked his way through. He was one of the people I'm held somewhat in awe in. That's the first couple of sessions of the state legislature in the first cabinet. They did a remarkable job of creating a state in a relatively short time with a very limited amount of funding. I worked with Richard Downing particularly later in connection with establishing the ferry system for southeastern Alaska. And as a matter of fact, my memory is that Senator Coghill was on the Public Works Subcommittee of the first couple of state legislatures and also worked with Richard Downing. Richard Downing was one of the first cabinet officers, had the Public Works Department, and was instrumental and key to putting together and implementing the ferry system for southeastern, among as many other contributions. It's a loss to all of us, and I, for one, regret his passing immensely. I just think that it ought to be noted that he did make this contribution, served for 8 years in the first Egan administrations.
Senator Booth.
Thank you, Madam President. I move Nancy Nasmus to set that my name be added to the citation honoring the Village Public Safety Officers Program graduates.
Without objection, Senator Egan will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Village Public Safety Officers Program.
And thank you. If you allow me just a slight bit of leeway without referring back to introductions, we have with us this afternoon or this morning a gentleman who is representing all of these gentlemen who graduated as troopers under the Village Public Safety Officers Program. And he does represent the new graduates as listed here. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce to you Trooper Tom Clemens. So seldom we have a trooper here that's not going to lead us away or lead us someplace.
Senator Halford, you were seeking the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to be shown as a co-sponsor on the Iditarod Volunteers and the Downing Citations.
Without objection, Senator Halford, be shown as a co-sponsor on the Volunteers for the Iditarod Sled Dog Race and the Richard Downing Memoriam. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the Richard Downing Memoriam, please.
Without objection, Senator, your name will be added to the memoriam for Richard Downing. Senator Elison.
Request.
Without objection, Senator Elison will be shown as a co-sponsor to the Downing Memoriam. Senator Rody.
Request.
Without objection, Senator Rody will be added. Senator Hensley.
Madam President, I would like to be added to the Iditarod.
Without objection, Senator Hensley will be shown as a co-sponsor of the Volunteers for the Iditarod Sled Dog Race. Citation, Senator Abood.
Say request, please.
To the Iditarod Sled Dog Race. Without objection, Senator Abood will be shown as a co-sponsor to the Volunteers for the Iditarod Sled Dog Race. And without objection, I'd like to be shown as a co-sponsor to that citation also. Further, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, I move that I be added to the Iditarod.
Without objection, Senator Fahrenkamp will be shown as a co-sponsor, Senator Duncan, to the Iditarod citation.
Same motion.
Senator Duncan will be shown as a co-sponsor of the Iditarod citation. Senator Euling?
Same motion.
Without objection, Senator Euling will be shown as a co-sponsor of the Iditarod Volunteer Sled Dog Race. Senator Fanning?
Thank you, Madam President. Same motion.
Without objection, Senator Fanning will be shown as a co-sponsor of the Iditarod Volunteer citation. Further discussion on the citation? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that this citation calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar have been approved. Is there unfinished business? Senator Josephson?
Yes, Madam.
Without objection, the Senate will revert to introduction of guest Senator Josephson.
Madam President, I am very privileged this morning again to introduce a distinguished Alaskan. Those of us who serve in elective office, who run for elective office, know both the tribulations and the joys of that service. And in the gallery behind me is a gentleman with a very remarkable career as a state prosecutor in the McKay 1 trial, the Charles Meach trial, and other major law enforcement endeavors. A journalist who founded the Capitol Hill News Service, co-authored The Lost Frontier, The Marketing of Alaska, and as a congressional aide in his early 20s, was one of the youngest
people to serve in that position in the Congress, and now seeks nomination and election as a Democrat to the U.S. House of Representatives, I'd like to present to the Senate Peter Grunstein.
Further unfinished business. Unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Alford.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Finance will be meeting today at 1 p.m. to further consider Senate Bill 415, which is an old friend. We will also be meeting tomorrow at 8:30 to consider Senate Bill 141, Senate Bill 373, Senate Bill 463. That's hazardous painting, Citizens Advisory Commission, unused airline tickets, and we may also be considering Senate Bill 415.
Senator Petula.
President of the Senate, and I will request that a new Xerox effort be done on this, but on your desk this morning is Senate Bill 413, Revisor of Statutes, that Senator Sturzlewski, the subcommittee, worked very diligently on, as reported to the full committee. There is a very readable analysis, but we'll again redo the bill. It's just in rules now, and we request, of course, and I think we have communicated with the Rules Chairman, to not be placed before you for some time, but if you have it on your desk, you can request the subcommittee or the full committee for any explanations of the revised statutes measures, and it'll probably sit there for several days or a week or so before it will be brought up. But I ask that you do so now, since it's a fairly comprehensive bill, and it'll save time on the floor later. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Senator Coghill.
President, Senate Resources this afternoon, 1:30 in Butrovich Room. We got eight bills stacked up on us. They're all posted. We're going to be taking up first Senate Bill 482, which is the farming of aquatic plants and animals, and then we'll go to the 472, which is the sale of Matanuska-made creamery. We'll go then to 468, which is establishing the Ernie Hagen public use area. Those are the three bills that are stacked up on us. Then we have five other ones that are posted for hearing today.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Senator Sturzlewski.
Yes, two meetings, if I could, on behalf of the House Tourism Working Group. There'll be a brown bag lunch today at noon. And they're going to have Doug Burton and George Davidson of the Alaska Marine Highway system there. And they'll also be having people from the Marine Highway System Advisory Board that was just appointed. This is a 9-member board appointed in February, and they're going to be having their first meeting today. So that should be an interesting session. Then we'll have the Senate Joint Committee on Economic Recovery at 5 p.m. today. This is a meeting the third time. Scheduled. Same agenda, March 16th today, Butrovich Room. Thank you.
Senator Eliason. Senate will stand at ease without objection. Your announcements. Are there further announcements? Senator Eliason, under announcements.
Madam President, the Rules Committee will meet at 1 o'clock this afternoon in the Belts Room. We'll be taking up Senate Bill 339 relating to tobacco products, Senate Bill 346 granting immunity from civil liability for providing volunteer emergency services, Senate Bill 431, established in Alaska Cartographic Center. Senate Bill 360, repealing the termination date of the Delta Junction Bison Range Area. Senate Bill 362, established in the Dude Creek Critical Habitat Area. Senate Bill 42, relating to early retirement programs at 1 o'clock in the Belts.
Thank you, sir. Senator Duncan and Senator Zaroff have left us. Senator Abood, under announcements.
Thank you, Madam President. Due to the heavy schedule of the Rules Chairman, or the Rules Committee, I think I'll delay the Senate State Affairs meeting until 1:45, giving him a little bit more time. We do have a heavy schedule of five bills. I would appreciate it if the members could be there at a quarter of two, please.
Further announcements. Further announcements. Special orders. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I have the privileges of the floor to report on the Iditarod.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the privilege of the floor to talk on the Iditarod. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Well, our favorite lady is still in the lead by 4 hours, even though due to heavy winds, she delayed her departure by 3 hours to rest the dogs. So I thought you might like to know that Susan Butcher is still 4 hours in the lead, expects to get in today during daylight hours.
Senator Halford, were you seeking the floor, sir?
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be given the privilege of the floor to speak on March 16th.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the privilege of the floor to speak on March 16th.
Briefly, Madam President, today, of course, is March 16th, and it is the day in which, under state law, municipalities and school districts across the state have to notify their teachers that they won't be retained because, in part at least, a bill sits on the governor's desk passed by this House and the other House with overwhelming votes. I would certainly encourage the executive branch to take action today to avoid that consequence. I think it is very difficult for school districts to set their budgets not knowing what the state support is going to be. The reason for the support in this body and the other body for that legislation was to avoid that consequence, and now we are on the day of the consequence occurs.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I had the privilege of the floor to speak on the same subject.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the privilege of the floor to speak on the same subject. Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. I might add, and of course there was a lot of debate on this particular issue, but I think had the legislature, the House, been responsible in passing the Senate version and not adding another over $15 million to that bill, that it probably would be signed already by the governor. I think we've already heard several times about the price of oil. It's falling sharply. We're going to have to make adjustments in our budget. This is a bill that the House added up over $15 million to, which is not responsible. So I think the governor is doing the proper thing in not signing that bill at this time, and I'm hopeful that he will veto the entire bill. Thank you, Madam President.
Further special orders? Senator Boone.
I move to ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to speak on the same subject.
March 16th?
Yes, ma'am.
Without objection, Senator Boone, you do have the privilege of the floor to speak on March 16th. Senator Boone.
There has been a bill, a Senate bill, and as a matter of fact, it happens to be my bill, but just by a stroke of coincidence, languishing in the Hess Committee of the House all this time that establishes March the 15th is the date that the bill or that the budget should be given to the cities so that this very thing would not have happened, and it's still there. Now, I would like to see us get that thing out somehow for next year, because I don't see the situation changing next year, and we shouldn't have to put the teachers and the school districts through the same thing again next year. It's very clean, very precise, and I would encourage this body to help them in that different area with the sharp horns, prong horns, if you will.
Further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Thursday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 1988.
Without objection, the Senate is adjourned until March 17th, St. Patrick's Day at 11 a.m.